Punjab's Congress MLAs have urged party president Sonia Gandhi to pick a new chief minister for the state following the resignation of Captain Amrinder Singh, emerging from a meeting in Chandigarh. Harish Rawat, the party's Punjab in charge, said legislators had passed two resolutions today. The first thanked Captain Amrinder Singh for his tenure. The second one authorized Ms. Sonia Gandhi to choose the next Congress Legislative Party leader, who would then become the chief minister. Captain Amrinder Singh today resigned as the Punjab chief minister just months before the polls, saying he had been humiliated thrice and that the Congress is free to appoint whoever they trust. He also said that he would exercise his options when the time comes.
मेरा फैसला आज सुबह हो गया था. मैंने कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट से बात की थी सुबह और मैंने उनको कह दिया था कि मैं इस्तीफा दे रहा हूं आज. एंड बात ये है कि ये तीसरी बार ये हो रहा है पिछले कुछ दो महीनों में कि पहले तो एमएलए को एक बार बुलाया दिल्ली में, दूसरी बार बुलाया दिल्ली में, आप तीसरी बार मीटिंग कर रहे हो. मैं अपने आप को मैं समझता हूं कि मेरे ऊपर कोई एलिमेंट ऑफ डाउट है कि मैं चला नहीं सका या कोई बात हुई, पर आई फील ह्यूमिलिएटेड कि जिस तरीके से ये बात हुई है. एंड मैं समझता हूं अगर ये फीलिंग है, दो महीने में तीन बार आपने सीएल मेंबर्स ऑफ असेंबली के बुलाए, उसका मुझे फैसला मैंने किया कि मैं इसको इस चीफ मिनिस्टरशिप से मैं आप आज छोड़ दूंगा और जिन पे उनको भरोसा होगा उनको बुला दें. आई डोंट टेक अबाउट दिस. ये पॉलिटिक्स होती है. पॉलिटिक्स इट इज द डिसीजन. वट एवर रीजन, जितना फैसला था कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट ने फैसला किया, ठीक है. मैं कहना चाहना थोनू कि मैं चीफ मिनिस्टरशिप तो अपना इस्तीफा दे देता है जिसन मर्जी वो बना, उन्होंने मर्जी है. जहां तक मेरी फ्यूचर पॉलिटिक्स क्या है, फ्यूचर पॉलिटिक्स इज ऑलवेज देयर एन ऑप्शन एंड आई विल यूज दैट ऑप्शन जब टाइम आएगा. किसी मैं नहीं कह सकता. आई हैव ओनली रिजाइन फ्रॉम माई साइड.
मुख्यमंत्री पंजाब कांग्रेस वालों बनाया जाएगा, उसमें कबूल करोगे?
इट इज अप टू आई डोंट. मैं अभी नहीं करूंगा. मैं हूं अपने जेड़े मेरे साथी ने, जो मेरे सपोर्टर्स ने, जो मेरे साथ इतने सालों से चले आए, 52 ईयर्स पॉलिटिक्स में मुझे हो गए और 9.5 साल मैं चीफ मिनिस्टर रहा हूं आज तक, और मैं उनसे बात करूंगा, अपने लोगों से, और फिर मैं फैसला करूंगा. आपने जो मर्जी कहना कह लो. आई कैन ओनली टेल यू कि मैं हूं. आई हैव द कांग्रेस चीफ मिनिस्टर. आई हैव बीन 5 मिनट तक और मैं कांग्रेस पार्टी में हूं एंड मैं अपने साथियों के साथ बात करूंगा और फिर फ्यूचर कोर्स ऑफ पॉलिटिक्स हम डिसाइड करेंगे.
Well, despite that reaction, the central observers claim that they expect that the party will continue to get the guidance of Captain Amrinder Singh. Even as the former chief minister was quick to oppose Navjot Singh Sidhu, the Punjab Congress president, as the next chief minister, calling him an incompetent man.
Ke Sidhu is some sort of a some magic word for Punjab. He is going to be a disaster. कांग्रेस, वो कांग्रेस पार्टी का फैसला है, जो मर्जी करें. उनको 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 पीसीसी का प्रेसिडेंट बनाए, लेकिन अगर वो इसको फेस रखेंगे फॉर चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ पंजाब, आई विल अपोज हिम, बिकॉज ये नेशनल सिक्योरिटी का मसला है और मैं जानता हूं कि ये पाकिस्तान के साथ कैसा है, इसकी उलझन है. पाकिस्तान के रिजर्वेशन इसका दोस्त है मिस्टर प्राइम मिनिस्टर जो है इमरान खान. समथिंग इज अनस्टेबल इन दैट मैन. आई डोंट नो व्हाट इट इज, बट मैं आपको ये बताता हूं वेरी क्लियरली, पार्टी में जो मर्जी करें, दैट्स अ डिफरेंट इशू. ही इज एन इनकॉम्पिटेंट मैन. हमारी चीफ, मेरा मिनिस्टर था और उस मिनिस्टर से मुझे निकालना पड़ा because 7 महीने तक अपनी फाइलें नहीं क्लियर की.
And following all the angles of this story, our NDTV's Arvind Gunasekar and Sanket Upadhyay. Sanket, so the former chief minister there going all guns firing at Navjot Singh Sidhu. Is Sidhu even in contention for the post of chief minister?
I think that's very interesting, Sarah, because so far the Congress party, even in the list of probable chief ministers, has not named Mr. Sidhu as one possible candidate. There's Sunil Jakar, there's all sorts of other names doing the rounds, but not Sidhu. So it's very interesting why Captain Amrinder Singh is repeatedly saying that if he's made chief minister, then I will oppose. Or will this be a situation where if the Congress wins, and that's a huge if the Congress wins, and at that point Navjot Singh Sidhu is made the face, then the captain will oppose. So as of this moment, I think the captain seems to be giving the central leadership certain ideas which they're not even, again, as of this moment, considering. Now the other point is, what does captain himself do? You see, repeatedly a question was asked of him in our interview as well, that does he still count himself as a congressman? Right? He was a congressman all this while. Is he still one? To which he said, I do not know. Now that's the tricky bit. What does Captain Amrinder Singh do now? Of course, he has not hung up his boots. His political epitaph, according to him, has not been written. He says, there is a lot more politics left in me. I have to win a battle before I retire and not retire when I've lost one. What will Captain Amrinder Singh do? Will he float his own political outfit? And how many people will he have with him? Because today, as you and I were just talking, only 11 ministers and 4 ministers and 11 MLAs came to him when he called a meeting of all the MLAs. And then later, all these people also went and attended the CLP meeting, which was called by the central leadership. So is he overestimating his value? Could the central leadership or the high command be right about him that the captain does not have enough political capital left in him?
What are his options? Clearly, that's the question. Thanks, Sanket. But Arvind, when can we expect the Congress to announce his replacement? Who can step into his shoes? What's the holdup?
Yeah, sir, after the CLP meeting, the two central observers addressed the media where they said that they have passed the resolution. The CLP meeting, the resolution has been passed, authorizing the Congress President Sonia Gandhi to pick who will be the next CLP leader and also the who will be the next Chief Minister of Punjab. So what our sources are saying, that both the central observers who are sent to Punjab to oversee the CLP meeting, they are still in Punjab. They will also be staying here tomorrow also. So what we are being told is that maybe by late tonight or early tomorrow, we can expect the Congress to announce who will be the next CLP leader and also who will be the next Punjab Chief Minister. So post with the central observers along with the elected CLP leader will meet the governor and stake claim for the government. So the Congress is saying that there is nothing holding up. This, as per the procedure, the CLP has left it to the Congress leadership to take a call, and Congress leadership will do it in the due course of time, as early as by tonight or early by tomorrow morning.
And Arvind, if I could ask you the same question that Sanket left off with, what exactly are Captain Amrinder Singh's options right now? If you're pointing out that all of those MLA, 78 out of 80, were present at this CLP meeting, and also if, as he says that, you know, he opposes Sidhu being put forward as the face for the chief minister's post, but that we may not even know until the elections, if and when they win, if they have the number. So what options does the captain have from now till 4 months on?
Yeah, sir, in electoral politics, the numbers matters. That's where Captain Amrinder Singh is at disadvantage. Even today, when he called for that meeting, hardly 15 legislators came for his meeting, the 2 p.m. meeting, where he called at this official residence. So even there, only 15 MLAs came. But when the CLP meeting was called by the central leadership, all those 15 MLAs attended the CLP meeting also. So it clearly shows that Captain Amrinder Singh does not enjoy the numbers. If he had the numbers, by now, he would not be forced to have quit. He would not be forced to resign the chief ministership. So that's where the...
Arvind Gunasekar there, who has been following all of those developments coming out of that CLP meeting. Thanks for that update. So such a drastic move with elections just, what, maybe 4 or 5 months away. Will Captain Amrinder Singh's exit at this nth hour harm the Congress? First, let's go across to Dr. Ashwini Kumar, senior Congress leader, former Union Minister for Law and Justice for India. Dr. Kumar, has this Punjab crisis over the chief minister's festering feud with Navjot Singh Sidhu been tackled or escalated?
Just come again, because your voice is breaking very loud and clear.
Dr. Kumar, we've just heard Captain Amrinder Singh giving a slew of interviews. He's coming out clearly to say that he has been humiliated. He has said that he absolutely opposes Navjot Singh Sidhu as the party's chief minister's face, calling him an incompetent man. My question to you is, the Congress, have they tackled the problem of the crisis in Punjab, or have they escalated it?
Well, let me say to you that Captain Amrinder Singh has expressed a feeling of hurt, and one can understand decisions like this are never pertinent. They are bound to leave, start somewhere or the other. But then politics has its own logic. And the very fact that it took so long to take this decision shows that the Congress has not the largest aware of its contribution. I can assure you that the Congress never ever intended to humiliate him or to hurt him. Having said that, he has expressed a point of view. I've heard it in the news. Whether the process will be escalated or resolved, only time will tell. I fond hope that the Congress.
Dr. Kumar, sorry, we don't seem to be hearing you very well. We'll try and get that line up again. Meanwhile, we have Ashutosh joining us, a columnist and author, Aarti Jarrad, senior journalist, Tehsin Poonawala, political analysts joining us, and Mahesh Inder Grewal, former medical education minister of the Punjab government with the Akali Dal. Aarti Jarrad, to you first. Let me ask you the question I put across to Dr. Ashwini Kumar. Has the Punjab crisis, what was a crisis in Punjab over the past few months, festering because of the relationship or the lack of relationship between Captain Amrinder Singh and Navjot Singh Sidhu, been tackled, or has it been escalated?
Well, I believe it's been escalated, because I cannot understand why party government should change its chief minister just 4 months before an election. The new chief minister will hardly be in a position to repair any damage that's been done to the image of the Congress or the government. Within 2 months, the party will have to be deep in the throes of an election, deciding its candidates and deciding its campaign. The model code of conduct will come into effect. So there's very little that the new chief minister can do. If they had to change the chief minister, and this problem has been festering not just after Sidhu became PCC chief, it's been festering for many, many months. They had to tackle this crisis. They should have changed the chief minister 1 year ago, or they should have called all the legislators and said, sorry, our man in Punjab is Amrinder Singh and you better lump it. That's called decisive leadership, not what the Congress has done now.
Talking about decisive leadership, Tehsin Poonawala, the Congress seems to be saying that they had been speaking to Captain Amrinder Singh. They had pointed out to him that surveys had shown way back in May that there's been so much infighting, unhappiness with him. They supposedly gave him an 18-point agenda to fulfill way back in June. Why is it then that the Congress leadership and the party MLAs are still undecided about who his successor will be? When are we likely to hear about that?
Sarah, since morning I've heard the Congress leadership is not decisive, parties undecisive. Since morning I've only heard Deen Dayal Upadhyay WhatsApp University rumors, 40 MLAs are joining the AAP or some other, or Akali Dal, they're not going to turn up for a CLP meeting. And everything, and I spoke to you earlier in the evening, everything that we've heard is untrue through sources and through non-decisive leadership. 79 MLAs went. They voted decisively. Tomorrow they will take a decision on who the leader will be.
But why do we not have an alternative chief minister?
Because it will happen tomorrow morning. It took 3 days in Gujarat. Please hold on. It's not even been a night. And look, there are issues on the ground. And politics, as I told you earlier, is a changing dynamic. In some time ago, last year, according to RTG, when the Congress should have changed Captain Saab, the situation did not demand it. The MLAs on the ground did not ask for it. They've asked for it today, because today the situation is different. please understand, it's a very emotive issue of the Guru Granth Sahib being the scourge of the Guru Granth Sahib. There's issue of the farmers. These are issues that have now come on top. So the action had to be taken now. I mean, you can't seriously expect somebody to be a Nostradamus last year and take action 1 year later.
If elections are around the corner, then yes. If they couldn't decide despite all these months to see the writing on the wall, then will they be able to decide on a replacement chief minister overnight? All right, let's get in. Ashutosh.
Please allow me to complete.
Okay.
Because therefore, when there was those issues, Mrs. Gandhi herself wrote to Captain Saab that there are these issues. But you know, I love Delhi media. I absolutely am in love with Delhi media. BJP does anything. This is master stroke, Chanakya Niti, decisive leadership. Look how Amit Shah acts. Congress does everything on the will of the majority over the Gandhis are dictatorial.
But Tehsin Poonawalla, I'm so sorry. So Sonia Gandhi and not MLAs state. Are going to decide who will be the chief minister
and
of Punjab and why ridicule the BJP and the center
answer.
For calling the shots when it comes to Gujarat. But this is please not understand. About that debate. That no, we can have a completely separate. I want to go across to Ashutosh.
Yes,
I want to stay on
one
point, Tehsin, please.
You've made a factually incorrect point. It is the MLAs that wrote to the high command to call for the CLP meeting. It is on the
But the MLAs have
MLAs.
Not decided. There are 78 MLAs. They have not picked a candidate. I need to go
and
across to Ashutosh. Now, Ashutosh, we heard the central leadership of the Congress, the representatives there, saying they expect that Amrinder Singh will continue to guide the party going forward. But it seems fairly evident that the captain, you know, is not going to be quiet. He's not going to be sitting this election out, but the point is, what role are we expecting him to play? Go as far as, you know, joining the BJP or at least have the support of the BJP?
I don't think the captain member is going to join BJP because he is a non-entity in Punjab. After this moment, BJP don't stand a single chance.
Sorry, Ashutosh. Sorry, Ashutosh, we can't seem to hear you very clearly either. But Aarti, I want to ask you one question. Those who are blaming the Congress for forcing Amrinder Singh's resignation in this manner at this hour, calling it, you know, the Congress shooting itself in the foot, are we not forgetting to mention the fact that he doesn't have the support of the majority of his MLAs? 78 of 80 party MLAs were present at today's meeting.
79.
Sure, Sarah. And I think it has been evident for quite some time that Amrinder Singh has been losing the support of the MLAs because he has become quite unapproachable. He's locked himself in his house. He barely goes out to meet people. He's actually lost the connect with the people of Punjab as well. So, you know, I mean, I think the point is any active leadership which is in touch with events in the states that they hold, you know, should have been aware of the problems that were festering in Punjab and should have taken decisive action long before. It makes no sense to do something, to do this kind of radical surgery on the eve of election, because your patients don't have time
too
to
late
recover.
In the day, you're saying. Ashutosh, you got cut off. Has the Congress bungled up this change of guard? And is
Aarti
likely to emerge as the biggest gainer?
I don't think so because I think these are the part of the political process. If there is a democracy in the country, then obviously there will be faction, there will be factionalism, and there will be conflict of interest also. And please don't forget, Amrinder Singh is not a small leader at all. He's a big leader, but he's very old leader. Obviously, he has lost confidence of the legislature party. At the end of the day, he has only 15 MLAs. So what you want the Congress High Command to do that? Secondly, I think there is another model. The model is the authoritarian model. You change the entire cabinet, you change the chief minister overnight, and you make a non-entity as a chief minister. Is it that democratic or is this democratic? Then every political party goes through it. In Uttarakhand, the Bharatiya Janata Party changed two chief ministers in 4 months' time. And also, when the elections are around the corner, the BJP could not change in Uttar Pradesh, and everybody knows this, that they wanted to change or they wanted to have some kind of a new structuring in UP BJP, but they could not do that. So obviously every political party, if it's not comfortable, that is going to the election, and there is a problem, that problem needs to be addressed. So my problem is that why Congress is all the time should be bashed up and should be said the Congress party is not taking decisions. there is a problem with the political parties also. So I think we have to be a little bit fair with the Congress party. I'm not saying that the Congress party has done everything well. No, I'm not saying that the Congress party after doing this will be very comfortable in the elections.
Hmm.
But now at least the uncertainty is gone. If Captain Amrinder would have continued, Navjot Singh Sidhu would have been bickering between him and Captain Amrinder Singh. That uncertainty would have killed the Congress party. Now Congress party can go with a clean slate. If there was any anti-incumbency in Captain Amrinder Singh, now the new face is there. We are ready. The perception will go that we are ready to correct ourselves. And if they don't deliver, good enough. But what is the guarantee that the BJP will deliver in Gujarat? What is the guarantee that the BJP will deliver in Uttarakhand?
Interesting. And also, who stands to gain then on the ground? Will it be the Aam Aadmi Party, Mahesh Inder Grewal, or is there an opportunity for the Akali Dal? Are you smelling blood now?
Sarab, one thing is very clear that the Congress has lost ground about 2 years back, and when Mr. Sidhu was also a part of the government. See, overnight change will not change the perception, or their non-performance will not be converted into performance. The Congress is on a ventilator for last many months. And I think how long they survive with this ventilator, God knows, and otherwise the people of the state will do it. The only thing is, I don't agree with Mr. Ashutosh, that if the MLAs, the Congress party at center lost twice, and they both times they could even muster the number to become even a recognized opposition party. And why the presidents were not saying when they couldn't decide for the national president for 1.5 years, and they are just making a stopgap arrangement, will that system work? Actually, the fight was creation of central leadership of the Congress in Punjab. There was no fight. When they, my brother and sister started opposing Chief Minister and mother started supporting Chief Minister, it was a family feud which converted. We are not concerned with Congress internal politics. They are repeating the same what they did in 1996 when Harchand Singh Brad was the Chief Minister. And in October 96, they made all of a sudden Rajinder Kaur Patthal as a Chief Minister, and she announced 57 commitments for the election. And you know the result, they got only 14 seats in 1997.
Hmm.
Now the only thing is, see, the Chief Minister who was in power for 4.5 years, he on the public view says that the gentleman who has been made Congress President has a very close link with the people who are inimical to the state of Punjab and who are bent upon to create problem in the state of Punjab.
Hmm.
Will it is going to serve the purpose, the personal egos of the Congress leaders?
Fair
in 1980,
yeah, so has the issue, Tehsin, I know you want to respond, unfortunately we're completely out of time. We will of course be on this story. Could be a long time, Tehsin, until the Congress actually announces a replacement. But has the issue of infighting actually been solved? Because that is what the Congress set out to do. Far from clear right now. Thank you all for joining us on Left, Right and Center.